Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode of Pitt Panther Rants and Other Sports Fans Podcast is brought to you by The Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. It's a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats. Go check them out online on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in @sportsdrink, sportsdrink without the vowels. All we ask is you close the door behind you. We're trying to not let the funk out. Welcome into our Pitt Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Juan Harris, your host, brought to you by The Sports Drink. Happy Friday to you guys. I don't have much really to talk about because not much has really been happening. Pitt takes on Georgia Tech this weekend. A lot of weird things happening. This could be one of those weird, it's October's coming tomorrow. So we're looking at probably a weird weekend of college football. Because October's where all the weird shit happens. Now, obviously you guys know Jeff Collins, he got fired, and, I try to, in terms of betting, you got to be leery about these kind of games, especially how teams react after a coaching change. I mean, except, of course, if you're, except for Nebraska, I did say, Nebraska would play better, probably without a coaching change, and, Oklahoma just kicked the crap out of them. Now, looking at the overall thing, Georgia Tech last week, they lost to South Central Florida 27-10, and they're 1-3. They're averaging 14 points a game, almost, allowing almost 32 points a game, they're 1.8. Offensively, they're not all that great. I mean, they're averaging 311 yards per game, which by college standards is pretty shitty. 184 yards passing, 126 rushing. Defensively, of course, they're averaging over 400 yards a game. They're allowing 200 in the air, 209 rushing. And I think they're playing down in Atlanta, so they're going to be dealing with, probably the after effects of the hurricane, probably lots of rain. And since, Tech really can't run, they can't defend the run, I think Pitt will do fine in that instance. They'll, depends if Ronnie Hammond's back or not, but they're going to have Izzy, Vincent Davis, and Sebo, so I think they'll be just fine in that, in that regard. And I think the line of this game is -22 Pitt. Initially when I recorded, I thought Tech would cover this. They still might. Pitt has the knack for giving up big plays. Over under this is 49. I don't know. With the rain and stuff, I think this goes under. I thought the Pitt game would go under last week, and of course that was a bad, miserable prediction. But I don't know about this one. This is a tough one. And Jeff Sims, the quarterback, he's been pretty underwhelming for the most part. He does take a lot of sacks. So, I mean, he's a very mobile quarterback. But, I don't know about this one. This is pretty tough one. Pitt will basically have to keep him contained in the pocket because he likes to scramble, which I'm sure they will. I like to see, you know, I like to see Pitt do some more with the passing game, but I don't think it's going to happen. But we'll see. I mean, Jared Wayne still out. We know what Jared Wayne can do, but we need to see what these other guys can do, exactly do. I think Kadetta Mumfield, I think, is on the verge of breaking out. I'm not sure if this will be a breakout game for him, but I think he's starting to get a little bit more comfortable playing in the offense now. You know, him and Bub Means had some catches last week. You know, they were on the stat sheet a bit, but I mean, the yardage wasn't there, but they were catching balls. But I just don't see with the rain stuff, I don't see Pitt covering. I mean, -22 is a lot, especially if it's raining. So I don't see that, you know. I think Pitt just runs the ball. They just play ball control. And with the rain stuff, they get the hell out of there. That's pretty much all I can really say about that game, really. I mean, there's not much to talk about. It's Georgia Tech. I mean, offensively they suck. Defensively, they're not, you know, they're not any better. Pitt, on the other hand, is averaging over 40 yards in total offense, 237 passing, 181 rushing. I mean, obviously, I'm not sure what the average. I forget what they averaged last year, but I'm sure it was more than that. Well, I mean, I think the passing numbers, I'm sure, were up because Kenny threw the ball a lot. But the, you know, running game, I mean, it's crazy because we've given up so many plays on the ground, but we're averaging total of 98.5 yards rushing a game. Passing, you know, 223, that's going to be an obvious one. I mean, Tech's obviously going to, you know, they're going to do what other teams do. They're going to throw the ball downfield and challenge our defensive backs. That's how it is. That's how it is with Narduzzi. So, Narduzzi's defense. So, I'm going with Georgia Tech plus 22. And let's take a rest, look at the rest of the ACC. Wake Forest and Florida State. FSU's getting... Oh, come on. Well, this line was -7 yesterday. Now it's -6.5. I like Wake plus 6.5 still. I just don't, you know, I don't think, you know, Florida State beat LSU, and LSU was really, you know, was breaking in a new offense and everything. I just, you know, Florida State just, not convincing to me. I mean, I'm sure they'll make a bowl game this year, but that's about it, really. I don't think they're back. Virginia Tech, North Carolina. I like North Carolina -9. I like the over 54.5. I think North Carolina doesn't play defense, but they score a lot of points, and I just don't think Virginia Tech's going to be able to keep up with them. You know, Tech has a bad... Tech's offense is lethargic. So, yeah. Syracuse and Wagner. Syracuse should win that one easily. They're going to go to 5-0. NC State and Clemson. Clemson -6.5. I like that one. I know NC State beat them last year, but... this is a different Clemson team. And, yeah, I mean, of course, Clemson sucked last year. I mean, they were good, but offensively, they were bad. And I think this game, if I remember correctly, this game went to overtime as well. So, yeah, I like Clemson -6.5. Virginia and Duke -2.5. I like UVA with a +2.5. Like I said, I think they're gonna, you know, UVA is gonna break out in this game. I'm just not, you know, I just think with Brennan Armstrong, I'm seeing like a leap from, you know, it just feels like Tyler Palka from 2005 to 2006 when he, or 2004 to 2005 when he went from Walt Harris's West Coast offense to Matt Kavanaugh's pro style. That's why I feel like that's pretty much what he's, I think, you know, he's going, that's the, you know, the transition he's dealing with is that. And if we look at the rest of the top 25, Washington and UCLA. UCLA 4-0. I like Wazoo. I like the Wazoo minus two. I like the Wazoo with the minus 2.5. Let's see who else we got. Michigan, Iowa. Michigan minus 10.5 against Iowa. Yeah, I like Michigan minus 10.5 too. Iowa just Iowa's 3-1, but they, you know, you got to score points in this league. Kentucky and Ole Miss. Kentucky. Ole Miss minus 7-point favorites in this one. In their 14th rank against Kentucky. With Will Levis, I'm going to take Kentucky with a plus 7. Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. Oklahoma and TCU. Oklahoma minus 6 at TCU. This isn't basketball, so I'm taking Oklahoma with the minus 6. You know, if it was just basketball and Jamie Dixon's coaching, I'm probably taking TCU with a plus 6. Now, Minnesota, they're 4-0 in the Big Ten. They're playing Purdue. Minnesota getting minus 12. Who have they played so far? Because that's a good measuring stick. Okay, they destroyed Michigan State. And, of course, Michigan State really hasn't been, you know, I thought they looked good, but they lost to Wazoo, they lost to Minnesota. They're playing now Purdue. Now, Minnesota and Purdue are playing. Minnesota is a minus 12. This is a tough one. But who has Purdue played? They almost lost to Penn State. They lost a heartbreaker to Syracuse. Yeah, I would take Minnesota minus 12. Let's see. Texas Tech and Kansas State. Kansas State's 25th ranked playing Texas Tech. KSU's getting minus 7.5. Who is Texas? I'm going to take Kansas minus 7. Because Texas Tech is coming off that big emotional win over Texas. So, yeah. I definitely like Utah minus 10.5 over Oregon State. Oregon State has a great defense. The over-under this is 54.5. I'm taking under 54.5 because it's gonna be more of a defensive game. Both teams play defense, but Oregon State can't score. Alabama, Arkansas, the big SEC game of the weekend. So how's it Bama been since that whole debacle with Texas? They've destroyed everyone they've seen. They're gonna play Arkansas. Who? I'm taking Arkansas with a plus 17. Because we saw what happened when Alabama was challenged this past year. A few weeks ago against Texas. It's at Arkansas. I like Arkansas plus 17. Northwestern, Penn State. I like Northwestern with a plus 25. Penn State's obviously going to win this game, but Northwestern's been having issues putting a full game together. They're turning the ball over. I mean, they can play offense. It's just they got a whole lot of lapses going on. But I think this is the game where they put it together. And sometimes, usually Northwestern will give Penn State a hard time. You know, with Pat Chambers coaching against him is a marathon. And he's going to stretch every last minute or second out. I like Texas A&M over Mississippi State. Yeah. You'll just, you know. Yeah, they're going to do Mississippi State's getting minus four, but I like Texas A&M plus four. USC and Arizona State. Yeah, I like USC minus 25.5. They're gonna beat the crap out of Arizona State. Stanford, Oregon. I like Stanford with a plus 17. Yeah. Now it's also a good time to be a Pitt Panther fan, as Pitt's currently ranked in football, men's soccer, women's soccer, and volleyball. You can't go wrong there. Maybe we can get a ranking in basketball this year, you know, if we're lucky. You know. Or maybe just win some more games this year. It's wishful thinking. I mean, Jeff Capel supposedly feels good about his team this year, but you know, you gotta take the floor and play. But still, a lot to feel good about here, guys. I mean, if you're a Pitt fan, you know, it used to be we worried about football and basketball, but now when you play in the ACC, it's more than just football and basketball. It's all the Olympic sports. We actually care more about our overall athletic program now than we ever did. Because we played in the Big East. We were really more concerned about, you know, basketball and football. That was our big concern. Sometimes women's basketball was, we were concerned about wrestling as well, but now we're seeing more of this. I mean, the baseball team gave us some hope in the Big East sometimes, but you know, not as much. And of course, you have women's softball had a little run, and you know, now I'm not sure what they're doing now, but still, overall, it's a lot to feel good about. It's good to have, you know, it's good to have a good overall sports, it's all around, you know, sports, having a great sports program, whether it's, I guess I can say all around sports, not just, you know, your big revenue sports, all around. Track and field, I can't forget them. But anyways, guys, this is going to be a short podcast because I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. It's been a boring week. Hell to Pitt. Talk to you later.